It's school lottery time in Anchorage. That means parents who may want to opt out of their neighborhood school are considering optional and charter school programs across the district. But at least one neighborhood school principal says charter schools and neighborhood schools aren't necessarily so different. Alaska Public Media's urban affairs reporter Ann Hillman joined a couple of school tours last month to learn about the options.
Last year was really stressful for Sarah Lopez.
There's a lot of pressure to get your kid into the right school, and you want them to go to the right school. And I mean, I think our neighborhood school is really good too. And just, you know, all of my friends that have kids the same age, they were like, are you doing this tour? Are you doing this? Are you going here? So it was a lot to take in at one time.
Lopez's neighborhood school is Lake Hood. But she and her husband, Frankie, decided they liked Aquarian Charter School because it offers creativity, individualized teaching, and quarterly exploration days with themes like Star Wars and CSI. They reconfirmed their decision when they joined a dozen other parents during a school tour last month.
They're only little for so long. And why not let them do the things like the explorations, like the Jedi exploration and the Star Wars stuff, throwing airplanes in the hallway and... you know,
have Princess Leia walk right past you in the hallway, right? You know?
They decided to play the lottery. Last year, families filed more than 5,600 applications for students from all grades to go to charter schools, optional programs, or get zone exemptions. The Lopez's didn't make it into any alternative options for kindergarten, but their older son is first on the waiting list for next year's first grade class at Aquarian. 150 other kids are trying at Aquarian, too, in part because test scores there and at other optional programs are consistently higher than for the district as a whole. But not all families can compete for spots at the school. Charter schools don't provide any transportation, so parents have to be able to get their kids there every day. As a result, charter schools have far fewer students who are considered economically disadvantaged. They also have fewer students of color. Airport Heights Elementary School principal Mike Webb says the charter schools are drawing kids away from his neighborhood school. About 40% of the students in his boundary area transferred out this school year.
The parents in our neighborhood very often are looking for charter schools to go to if they have the mobility to go to them. And my response to those parents was, I get that. You're looking at what's best for your kids, but why are you not knocking on the door and saying, hey, make this a better school, make it fit to what the needs of my kids are.
On a recent Tuesday, Webb takes me on a private tour because no parents showed up for the Visit Our Schools event. We walk down the halls and glance into the classrooms through new windows.
So really the whole idea that everybody's learning and that's what this place is for becomes more visible when you have windows in the walls, so it's kind of cool.
The renovation also creates new spaces for collaboration. Webb says he and his staff have restructured the school week so teachers can work together more and students can try new types of lessons. It's a weekly, hour-long version of Aquarian's quarterly exploration box. Webb says they're trying to engage students beyond the basics, just like at charter schools, so kids can see different types of careers and hobbies. The school's also trying to engage more parents. They're offering translators during community conversations because many of the parents don't speak English as a first language. And they're dropping fees for joining the PTA.
These parents are very invested in their children and want what's best for them. I think part of the challenge is that because of the language barriers and in some cases the cultural barriers, they're just not sure how to do that. And navigating a complex educational system as we have is daunting to many of our parents.
Test scores at Airport Heights are low compared to other schools. Parents don't volunteer as many hours. But Webb says he's trying to change that by learning from other schools and leveraging what his neighborhood can offer.
And one thing that we have here that a lot of those schools don't have is that level of diversity here is huge. And taking the strength of that and really highlighting that in what we do is both a challenge but can be really a cornerstone of a great school, especially given our global economy and all the things that are going on in the world.
But Webb says it will take innovation and parent buy-in. The same things that help make Aquarian successful. The Anchorage School District lottery is open until March 24th. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.